Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show. Jay is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of a number of books, including Utility, Talk Triggers, The Complete Guide to Creating Customers with Word of Mouth, and he's our good friend Jay Baer. Welcome back.
Jim, fantastic to be with you. I hope you are doing as well as can be done here in the mid-pandemic.
We're hanging in there. We have a lot of blessings. We're not necessarily lucky around here, but we got a lot of blessings. Hug Your Haters, that's another one of his outstanding books. So, Jay, you and I are usually here, I got my pom-poms, you got your megaphone. We're cheerleaders for the marketplace. Nothing's impossible. The sky's the limit. All you got to do is make sure you follow the fundamentals and stay close to your customers. It's kind of hard to have those kinds of conversations these days, isn't it?
It is, but by the same token, Jim, I feel like any amount of disruption provides a real opportunity. If you look at it that way, we've had to change the business model of my consulting company significantly in the last 2 or 3 months, and a lot of other people are doing some amazing, amazing things. And, the devastation out there economically for small business is going to be really challenging to recover from over the short term, but there's a lot of smart people out there doing amazing things, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Well, it is, and of course, one of the things that I'm trying to do now is remind people that we're in what I call a mid-pandemic cycle, part of the cycle. We're in the mid-pandemic. We've crossed the Rubicon. I think we flattened the curve. We're over the hump, and we're heading off into what I'm calling post-pandemic, which is the rest of our lives. And we need to start preparing for that, don't we? Regardless of where you are in your state, in your community, in the lockdown phase, you need to start. If one of the things I pointed out in a column recently, Jay, is if you can answer this question, what do you plan on doing January 1, 2021? If you answer, I'm planning on being in business, then you've got to, if you're going to be in business 8 months from now, you've got to be saying, okay, what do I got to do to get there? What's my next step?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yep. I completely agree, and it's one of the reasons I want to talk about social media today, because in a lot of places around the country, they're just now reopening. In fact, here in Indiana, at least in my county, restaurants will reopen for dining on Monday. And one of the best things you can do right now as a small business is to use social media to explain to your customers what the next normal is. You need to show, not tell. I'll give you an example, Jim. There's a local brewery, brew pub here, used to be owned by a friend of mine, great place called Upland Brewing. They're going to open again on Monday. They're going to use what they call table talkers to let their wait staff know whether or not you want them to approach the table to take your order or something else or not.
Yeah.
And so what they've done, Jim, this is ingenious. They've had coasters printed up. And one side is red that says, we're okay for now. The other side is green that says, please approach. And as a diner, you get one of these or disposable. You get one when you sit down, and then you're either red or green so they know whether to come over or not. That's brilliant. And it's a great use of social media.
It's brilliant, but as a cantankerous old curmudgeon, I also have to say, God help us.
Well, I tell you what, it's not just going to be about what the law says is possible. It's about consumer confidence.
And that's exactly right.
You got to do something about it.
That's one of the things I've been pointing out is I've talked about the fact that that however your customers behaved in last December is not how they're going to behave this December, and it will be evolving. They're going to have expectations in June that will be different from their expectations in October. It will be different in next January. You're going to have to keep up with it. Like you say, those little cards you were talking about, they'll throw those away in about 6 months.
That's right, and that's why having a social media program right now is, and I, in my estimation, more important than ever, because it allows you.
So talk about how do you How do you focus?
I was going to say, like, you have a real-time, frequently asked questions program.
Mm-hmm.
So and every time something changes in your business, your hours change, your delivery circumstances change, your pickup changes, your social distancing changes, your offers change, you want to use social media to show your customers what that's like. Don't just tell them, but show them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a constant update as to what the reality is in your business. So we used to rely on Google for that, right? You just go to Google, and Google would say, here's the opening hours, and here's
right.
the discounts, but Google isn't fast enough, isn't built for this,
mm-hmm.
isn't built for your business operations to change every day or every week. And so you want to use social media, and especially photography, if you can, to demonstrate, to showcase what is happening in your business now mm-hmm. so that you can slowly rebuild that customer confidence that we all rely upon.
And one of the things that I think is really going to be important, and I think you can do this with social media, feelings, sensitivity, emotions – are going to be more on the sleeve going forward for the next maybe even a year than ever before. And so, you know, as I said, grizzled old curmudgeons like me have got to be more sensitive. And I think customers will reward people for recognizing that people are still just a little bit cautious, if not afraid. What do you think?
We are living in an era right now, Jim, where there is a tremendous opportunity for all small businesses to propel themselves forward by displaying disproportionate empathy.
Mm-hmm.
The more that you can
say that
treat
again.
Your customer.
Say that term again. I want to hear that again.
I think every business has an opportunity to get more business by displaying disproportionate empathy.
Explain that.
Well, the customer's not always right. But we have to understand that the customer is probably struggling as much, if not more so,
yes.
than we are. And now is the time to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, maybe two benefits of two doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come at it from that perspective and realize that everybody's pretty raw right now, it can change the way the market looks at you and your business.
It's a form of demonstrating values, isn't it? Demonstrating character.
Exactly.
And people are rewarding you for that these days, aren't they?
What you do and how you handle your business over the next 6 weeks will have a material impact on your success over the next 6 years.
Yeah,
and I really believe that.
I completely agree. That's the wisdom of Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have more of that after the break. Jay, I need your website, please.
Go to www.convinceandconvert.com. More than 3,000 articles on digital marketing for small businesses.
He's very smart, as you can tell. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.